Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
When they hired Kyle, I was thrilled. I'm optimistic. I think we'll get there.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' thrilling 25-23 win over the Titans. We'll also hear from Coach Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Garrett Celek. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
Obviously, there was a lot of excitement in the stadium today. The crowd was on fire, especially at the end there with the defense. I've never heard them that loud in my short time here. So it was a good two-minute drill. A lot of good execution across the board. Every guy stepping up in their own way. I thought the line did a great job today, just through and through, giving me time. Like you said, they brought a lot of pressure, and I thought they did a phenomenal job for us.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo, and the 49ers have won three games in a row with him as the starting quarterback, Steve. And this was a great one at the end of the game with a couple of drives there in the fourth quarter to get it done, including, as he mentioned, the two-minute drill working out very well and getting that field goal. So things have changed in a hurry. I mean, it seemed like earlier in the season – all we could talk about were losses and just negativity, and there wasn't much good to talk about. Now we've got this quarterback who really has changed everything around.
He sure has, and we were jokingly saying at the stadium on Sunday that I've never seen so much enthusiasm for a 4-10 team.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a negative way whatsoever. It was awesome. It was awesome to be there. You could just tell that you could feel the energy, even 2.5 hours before the game. I was walking out to the Red Zone Rally, which is out of Great America Park, and walking through the parking lot, I said to Tina, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't seen this many cars in the parking lot this early. The lot was almost full." And lots of people in the Red Zone Rally. And then I went and did an event at the Faithful Mile. There were lots of people milling around, and I just got in the stadium, and it was full, and energy was great, and then we get a great win at the end. I can just keep going back to what I've been saying all year. I've seen it happen. I've experienced it, and We got the spark, I guess, that ignited the fire that we needed in Garoppolo, and guys have just totally bought in.
They really have, and it's such a different feeling when this team is trailing. You know, you get down to 6.5 minutes to go, and you're down by a point, and you need to drive down the field. And they do it. I mean, they go down the field. Players are making plays. Guys who we didn't even hear much of before, like Kendrick Bourne. He had that 54-yard completion. And George Kittle.
Yeah.
And then they get that field goal. And then they do it again, because Tennessee's able to score a field goal. So, you're down by a point with 1:07 to go at your own 25. And you drive down the field and you get a field goal. You win the game. I mean, you just didn't expect that at all earlier this season.
No, you really didn't. And Garoppolo's making guys better around him. For sure. I mean, he's making them all better. But Goodwin looks like, last three or four games, like he could be an all-pro receiver. He's catching the ball. I don't know. Maybe he's playing the same, and Jimmy G's making him look better. I don't know, but it's it's way better than it was a few weeks ago.
Well, I think Jimmy G's making him look better. I mean, he's had two straight 100-yard games.
No doubt in my mind.
He's turned around. The ball is there. He's hitting him right on his break. And you always talk about that, how when you get in a rhythm with a receiver, you're throwing it right as he's making his break. And he does that a lot, it seems to me.
Yeah, he does. I mean, watching it live, you know, I can see a little. I can see a little more of the field, and there were a few things where I could, you know, I'm thinking out loud, and I probably shouldn't be. I'm sitting in the stands, but I can see the blitz coming. I see the free safety coming down, and like, oh my God, he's going to have somebody. And boom, there he finds. I think it was Kittle. Might have been Salek. Running wide open by himself. So he's, point being that obviously a lot easier to do it from the stands where I was sitting. you can tell that he's seeing the field, you know, and he's again back to he's being decisive. He has a good arm. He has an accurate arm, and he's getting the ball there. The ball's on its way before somebody makes a break.
And it's
in the right spot.
Right, and there's absolutely no panic at all. I mean, in fact, he actually invites teams to blitz. He said he loves it when they blitz. It creates holes because he's able to stand in there. He'll take the hit. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks can take the hit, but he can still get rid of the ball and put it where he wants to put it.
He made a few, one in particular that I can think of. He's going to get hit, and he slings it out to his right, kind of as he's falling, you know, as he's getting hit, and you know, makes the throw, completion. Shoot, he's even completing balls to himself. People, like I said, it's getting all excited and like, okay, I'm loving this, but let's not get too far over our skis here. I'm just like trying to dial it back a little bit because everybody's so excited.
Funny that you say that because, Kyle Shanahan actually addressed a little bit about Jimmy G, you know, that he's not going to win every game his entire career. Let's listen into what Kyle Shanahan said.
I mean, it's been great. I think he's 5-0 as a starter. I mean, there's going to be a time that he goes through adversity. I'm sure someday he will lose. And, you know, and guys have rough games. I don't care how good you are or if you're the greatest quarterback of all time. And, I mean, I've heard people over the years, whatever the two or three games that Tom's had that haven't been very good, usually the next day people are saying, all right, he might be getting older, and then he usually finishes the year with an MVP and a Super Bowl trophy. So in order to see how guys are doing, you got to see how they respond to adversity and how they can do it over the long haul. And Jimmy's going to get that opportunity, and we'll see. And I feel pretty confident he'll handle it the right way.
Yeah, he's going to get that opportunity, I think, Sunday against Jacksonville. But for right now, I mean, I agree with you. You know, you have to temper your enthusiasm a little bit, but you still have to enjoy it after everything that went on earlier this season, right?
No question. I mean, it feels good for everyone. You know, front office, team, fans, players, everybody. I mean, it's good for everyone. It was fun. It was fun to be there. You know, we haven't seen this in a couple of years. The point that I was going to just finish with is that, yes, Jimmy G's playing well, but so is the team. And
sure.
You know, you look at the stats, they're 50% on third down. No turnovers. I mean, they're, you know, making plays, both offensively and defensively, special teams. I mean, these are, you know, you don't get to see too much of defensive stats or special team stats, but there aren't a whole lot of mistakes right now.
Not at all. I mean,
the point being, they're getting better.
Well, yeah, you got a kicker who never misses. I mean, he's made 20 in a row.
He's going to miss. I mean, that's just and he's got the rhythm going and for the rest of the year, because we've relied on him. You know, I think I heard I just drew a blank on his name. I heard them talking on the telecast. I don't remember exactly who it was.
Oh, but, James Lofton?
No, on the radio. I think I was I think I was leaving the stadium and I'm not even sure who was speaking, but whoever it was, I heard them say, you know, it's almost like it's not a complete game unless Bull kicks 4 or 5 field goals.
No.
I mean, so we're really relying on him.
Well, yeah, he's got 15 field goals the last 3 games. No NFL kicker in history has able to boast that. You know, he's 15 in 3 games, yeah. And he's kicking them from deep. I mean, he had a 48-yarder, 50, 48, 45, which was a game winner.
And they're right down the middle.
Right down the middle. He's like the golfer who just hits it right down the middle of the fairway. It's just you're just so jealous of that guy because, he's got the rhythm right now.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
We'll continue our 49ers conversation with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. There's more to tell you about as far as my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit tpc.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. Getting back to Jimmy G, just some of the names that are coming up. I mean, he's now joined Y.A. Tittle as the only 49ers quarterbacks to win their first 3 starts and to go 5-0, counting what he did in New England. That's the first time since 2004 an NFL quarterback did that, and that was Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, you start comparing him to some great quarterbacks and their starts, and just the game-winning drives, too. Somebody pointed out in a story, it was Eric Branch in the San Francisco Chronicle, pointed out that Joe Montana, it took him, 20 starts to have 3 game-winning drives, and Garoppolo's got 3 game-winning drives already.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And there, I would say the difference is you have a guy that's, and we've talked about this before, you have a guy that's sat for 3 years behind one of the best. He has been able to observe how he does it day in, day out, you know, how to win games, just the whole thing. It's irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. And what's the other word I'm looking for? It can't be a guy coming out of college can't have that. I mean, a rookie, if we had a first pick rookie, he wouldn't have that experience.
No, exactly. It's so much better than that. Yeah.
Well, that's my point. He's 3 years, up the learning curve and maybe even a little bit more, even though he hasn't played a lot of games, but maybe a little bit more because he's seen one of the best do it. And I know we've talked about this.
Yeah, and that I think that gets lost a little bit for a lot of people, and you experienced it firsthand because you were sitting there with a clipboard for a while, and then you got a chance to play. I mean, I guess it depends on how you handle it, Steve, too, because I know you were getting yourself ready, you were studying it, and it seems like Jimmy G was like that, too, because I would imagine you can get kind of bored when you're not playing, but you got to utilize that time, right?
Absolutely. He's obviously, like I said, he's obviously done that. He's been picking Brady's brain. He's been watching. He's been listening. He's watching film. All those things are invaluable. You can't have that type of experience coming out of college.
The other thing that was tough for him was coming in the middle of the season. And, you know, I know they were trying to sort of take it easy with him. Kyle Shanahan was concerned that he didn't know the entire playbook. And I think he's still learning things. But do you think that, you know, he handled it maybe better than the 49ers thought that he could? I mean, it's definitely not easy to come into that situation.
Absolutely handle it better than most. Again, going back to his experiences, those experiences have afforded him the experience of being able to come into a situation like that and know what he's and know how to handle it.
I wanted to talk about too what you said about, you know, the rest of the team being affected. This was kind of a cool little paragraph that Scott Osler wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle. He said, for the quarterback of a team bound for nowhere, Garoppolo is creating a fairly big stir determined to lead these nowhere guys somewhere. And it really makes sense when you think about it. It's kind of a funny little statement, but it makes sense because everybody did feel like they were going nowhere. You're 1-10. I mean, it just doesn't feel great. And now it doesn't feel like, okay, it's not a playoff team, but there's so much optimism going for next year.
Yeah, back to my point of, have you ever seen so much enthusiasm? Yeah. But even if we only win one, you know, and end up 5-11. I mean, the enthusiasm for next year is off the charts. If we and go 6-10, first of all, if somebody bet the over under, they won. And they probably won big money because I think the over under on wins was 4.
Right.
Maybe 5. So, 6-10, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable finish. As I've said, you know, early in the year, bunch of young guys getting some good players, don't necessarily know how to win yet, but now they're learning because they've got a quarterback that has seen what it takes to win, and he's brought that with him along with his personality that seems to do well as a leader, not only on the field but in the clubhouse. So it's, you know, that the enthusiasm going into the offseason will be off the charts.
No, I mean,
look at it now. At it now. We're 4-10. So, I mean, if we win two more, geez, people won't be, they won't be able to wait until next year to play another game.
Exactly. You're right. One of the things I love about Jimmy Garoppolo right now is his ability to improvise. And that's what's really fun about NFL quarterbacks when they have that ability. And we saw it on display on that Garrett Celek touchdown because he's rolling out to his right and he's directing traffic a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And then he zips it in there. That had to be fun for you to watch.
That was really good, and even watching it on the replay on the Jumbotron, oh boy! I mean, he put it in a narrow window. That was a heck of a throw, and because he was directing him to go, in my mind, to go maybe even a little bit further, but then he realized that the window was there, and I mean, with arm strength that he has, he was able to put it through it before it closed.
Yeah, let's listen to what Garrett Celek said about that touchdown catch.
I knew he saw me, and he was telling me to move a little bit, but I felt the defender there, and I was just kind of like, I was like, no, Jimmy, I'm just going to stay right here. And then he squeezed it in there, and it was perfect.
So he really didn't want to move too much. He had that feeling. Yeah, and then he just drilled it in there.
Yeah, yeah. One of those ones like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, great throw.
That was just really, really awesome.
Yeah.
You know what?
Going to your right, throwing back inside. That's usually a recipe for disaster.
Usually, but not that time. You know, here's another thing that usually is a recipe for disaster for an offense is to only have 51 rushing yards, but they still can play action. You know, they still don't give up on the run, and I guess that helps, right?
And that's absolutely key, and I think we talked about that maybe last week and maybe the last 2 weeks, that, yeah, we haven't rushed for a whole bunch of yards, but we've stayed with it and stayed with the game plan, and we've been afforded to stay with the game plan because we've been close in games, you know, last few weeks. So that staying with run first opens up play action, opens up drop back passing. Hasn't been a lot of yards, but we've been able to stay with the game plan because we've been close. And that's a testament to the defense and to special teams.
So now on Sunday, the Jaguars come in, another tough opponent. Tennessee was fighting for a playoff spot. Well, the Jaguars are already in the playoffs, but they want to try to get a bye, and they have and they have a special defense, Steve. I mean, they lead the NFL in points allowed, fewest points allowed, second in takeaways, leading the league in sacks. No team has ever led the NFL in all three of those categories, and they're right up there. It's going to be really quite a challenge for the Niners offense.
Quite the test, and I think with the wave that we're riding right now, I think we're up to it, and it's going to be fun to watch. I know that I'm looking forward to watching it, because I was very excited by Sunday's game. So it'll be a test, definitely the best test that we've had so far, and I shouldn't say that. Maybe not so far this season, but in this stretch, I would say the best test that we've had, and that's going to lead right into the Rams, who are lighting up the scoreboard offensively, but also have a pretty darn good defense.
Yeah, they do.
Their defensive line.
Yeah, they're going to be a force in the playoffs. They really have kind of surprised people.
Now there's a game, where, obviously. Jacksonville's offense is also pretty good. We'll see this Sunday. I'm not trying to get ahead of this Sunday, but just trying to make a point of, you get to a Rams game where a team can put up points offensively, can we slow them? Can our defense slow that offense down enough to allow our offense to stay close and stay in the game plan? That'd be something to look at in the next couple weeks, I would say.
I think the defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, has done a great job, don't you? It seems like he's got this defense playing well.
He has. He's had a lot of moving parts. I think that he's put together a defense that's relatively simple, which is classic Pete Carroll, who is Saleh's mentor. And it's allowed these young guys and the young moving parts to fit themselves in and know what their responsibilities are. I think the front seven or eight guys, however many defensive linemen we have and outside linebackers, I think that group's really been the key. They've got a bunch of guys. They've kept them fresh. They're subbing them in and out all the time, and I think they've done obviously much better job than against the run than last year.
Right? Yeah, no doubt.
But they've also put pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah,
and that helps the back four or five guys in coverage.
Reuben Foster has been pretty exciting when he's healthy. I mean, he had a lot of injury issues earlier, but he went down for a minute in that game, but he came back against Tennessee.
He went down twice, right into the tent twice. It seems to me to be a shoulder issue.
They said a stinger.
So that doesn't surprise me. I guess he's had a couple of those, but the stinger is more neck shoulder, but. Going back to not Sunday's game, the week before, there's a run when I'm drawing a blank on who they played 2 weeks ago. It was Houston. There was a run. Houston runs the ball in for a touchdown. Reuben gets his. He gets his arm kind of caught. The running back kind of runs right through his right arm.
Oh, and that might have been the beginning of it, huh?
So that's exactly what I think.
I think
there's a shoulder issue going on there, and I think there's it may have had a couple stingers on Sunday, related to that. But he came out a couple times. They took him right in the tent, and then he was back the next play.
Yeah, which is great to see. I mean, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He's a good player, really good player.
To finish up, Steve, to me, this team, it's funny. Even when you added Garoppolo, I just didn't think they would win these games. I didn't see it happening, yeah. You know, without Pierre Garçon, for one thing. I was like, who are the receivers? But, you know, like you said, right. Goodwin has stepped up, and I think a lot of it has to do with Jimmy G. How do you explain just this team being able to come together when it just didn't look like it was there? I mean, you didn't see this 5 weeks ago.
No, definitely not. No. And if somebody said they did, well, BS. My experience tells me that when Garoppolo came in, when they traded, I'm even go back to it. When they traded for him, guys see, okay, they traded for a guy who's been on a team, has two Super Bowl rings, maybe three, I don't even know. He's, again, back to the point, he's watched one of the best play. He knows how to win. He knows how to prepare. And now you don't necessarily know the personality, but you bring him in, you put him in the locker room, and guys start to sense right away that, you know, he's got an infectious personality, that they see how he's handling himself, they see how he's preparing, and they're like, okay, we're buying in. And then I would say he gets in the game. Again, unfortunately, somebody gets hurt. CJ Beathard gets hurt, out for a few plays. Jimmy comes in, makes three positive plays on three plays that he has.
Right, against Seattle, yeah.
A run and two passes, and one of them's for a touchdown, and guys go, okay, you know, here's a guy. But now he then goes out in the next game, and he performs, he starts well, he does all the right things. But I think mentally they had all bought in, you know, leading up to his performing.
You're right. They have, and they're the most exciting 4-10 team. And you know what? Yeah. You've got two hot teams. I mean, this is going to be a fun game to watch against Jacksonville because they're hot, absolutely. And Jacksonville's hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, just all the things that we just talked about are going to come into play.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
We'll talk after Christmas,
and it'll be fun to see this game and see how it all turns out.
Sounds good.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. And we will talk to you next week after the Jacksonville game at Levi's Stadium. A reminder, please listen to Dubs OT, our Warriors podcast. Ray Woodson is my co-host. And we'll have Tim Kawakami on Thursday from The Athletic as our guest. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.